Hey there, welcome to the Tim Castle Show. This is where I sit down with courageous people doing inspirational things around the world. I want to tell you about something exciting that I've been building for the last few years, and now it's finally here. The School of Success. The purpose is all about you and building the empire of you. This is about skill acquisition. The world is changing at an exponential rate. It's becoming more competitive. And in order to thrive, not just survive, we need to take our learning, development, and upskilling seriously. And we need to take it into our own hands. Therefore, it has never mattered more to be in this state of continuous learning outside of your employment. So when you apply yourself, it's never been easier to stand out because there's so few people willing to put the time in to improve their skills and reach mastery in these skills of the future. Then you get to a place where you're able to engage in skill stacking. This is where you're not just aiming to be extraordinary at one skill. What you're doing is becoming in the top 10% of a range of skills that are unique and complementary. So put differently, it's easier to be more effective in the top 10% of several different skills, your stack, than it is to be in the 1% of one skill. So what we're aiming for here is to get you with the School of Success to become amazing at negotiation, sales, and living a better life. If you're going for interviews right now, we will talk you through how to negotiate your dream job and your dream package, how to approach selling and what you should be doing in this current macroeconomic climate, how to negotiate as a highly skilled negotiator, and what are the composite features of that person? Who do you need to become? And then how to live a better life, to live a life of purpose and meaning, to fill that void that you feel inside, and to actually go out there and become the best version of yourself. The rate of change is upon us. The opportunity to capitalize on this change is absolutely monstrous. So possessing the skills that are varied enough to make you stand out yet complementary is an example of how you can get this winning combination going for you. For example, you could be a coder, a storyteller, a negotiator, and you could have high EQ. And this is a winning combination. So that's what the School of Success is all about. I'm impressing this upon you because this is what I've been building for the last few years. It's all about enabling you to build the skills of the future so that you can build the empire of you, accelerate and go further. Go to my website, timjscastle.com, to look at the School of Success, or theschoolofsuccess.win to find out more. Now, let's get on with the episode. All right, happy people, welcome again to the Tim Castle Show. And what I want to talk to you about today is very special. If you stay through this video, I promise you, it's going to radically change your life if you actually implement this stuff. Now, there's a lot of gurus, experts, and leaders out there that are doing thought promotion, and all of this mental masturbation is actually causing us to actually get out and do nothing. There's so much hype out there in the world that can just get you completely distracted. I'm here to tell you one thing that can radically change your life. It changed my life when I actually understood what it meant. And that one thing will be revealed all the way through this video. And if you don't get what it is, I want you to DM me. I want you to text me. I want you to tweet me. I want you to write a comment and say, hey, Tim, I still haven't got it yet. Put it into action and you will change your life. So that one thing is stop catastrophizing about the future. Stop playing out the future going badly and actually get to work. This is what we end up doing when we watch these videos. We feel like we can't be Alex Hormozi or we can't be Ed Milet. And it's honestly the most crazy thing, because what we're doing is we're turning the actual thing that could propel us to the future, to a really good lifestyle, against ourselves. We're using these videos as comparison and not motivation, inspiration to actually get going. Did you hear it? Get going. So what I want you to understand is you don't need to be Alex Hormozi. You don't need to be Ed Milet. You don't need to be insert famous person that's done really, really well and has all the money and all the success, and they're giving you good advice. The problem is we see that, and if we don't turn that into, well, how can I get going? How can I stop catastrophizing about the future and going, well, I'm not there yet. I don't see the result yet. How can I ever get 5 mansions on a beach? How can I build a multi-million dollar company? The reason why you don't get it is because you spend time in that thought rather than in the action, in the work. And it's the work that you need to do. I promise you, it is a lot more work than you think it will be. It's harder than you think it will be. Your ideas will get rejected. People will pull out. Deals will try and force you forward when you know that, and you'll spend money on things that you shouldn't have done. Deals and people want what's best for them sometimes, and you will come across the wrong people who you think you were guided to meet, but actually they'll push you into things that weren't right. or they'll stop you from progressing. It's because we don't learn to trust ourselves that we trust all this outside inspiration at the time it really matters. I took financial advice from someone who stopped me investing in Tesla back in 2017. I would have made tons of cash if I'd have done that. But who was responsible for that ultimately? It was me. I thought I was doing the right thing by talking to a friend who worked in the finance industry who told me, nah, man, Tesla's overhyped. It's not going to happen. But I'd read Elon Musk's book. I'd read the biography. And I just thought, Elon, he's gonna do something great here. Had I just done that and followed my instinct, I'd have made a ton of money. So I left money on the table because I didn't even invest, right? There's so many times I tried to buy Bitcoin in 2013 at $200 a coin. But because the credit card I was using, because I was in debt at the time, I was having to buy it on a credit card, wouldn't accept, it was Australian dollars that I was trying to buy with to USD, and it wouldn't happen. And I stopped. And I thought, oh, you know what? Whatever. It's okay. It would have been cool to own some. Like, my friends have got some. Let's go. But whatever. It's not meant to be. It's too hard. Too hard, basket. And I stopped because I listened outside to the problem rather than actually trying to fix it inside and went, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to get going. I'm going to drive forward on my goals, dreams, and vision with urgency. And I'm going to stop telling myself that the future is going to be bad. I'm going to stop thinking about all the reasons why it can't happen and start thinking about why it can. And that, my friends, is the magic secret to how you can develop this year and you can rocket forward. But stay with me. I'm not done yet. I know you might have thought that was the end of the video, but I'm not done yet. At the end of the day, you do need a couple of different mentors around you. And I highly advise that you follow Ed Milet and that you follow Alex Hormozi, but don't spend your days just following. Get the information, soak it in. You need to surround yourself with prosperity, ideas, people that inspire you to go bigger. Don't compare, because that will make you feel like crap. Don't compare. What you need to do is go, hey, this is my goal. I'm going to work backwards from the goal without telling myself I can't do this, or it's too hard, or this will never work, or its journey is just too far. From where I want to go to where I am now, the journey is just too far. If that's you, you realize that you have a mental problem with your mindset and the ideas that your mind is telling you. And that's the battle you need to win, right? Then you get it, because it's never, ever going to happen if you don't win that battle. That's it. That's what I learned back when I was 27, that I needed to stop the behaviors that were taking me down a bad path, that were just wrecking my time to produce. And that's what it was. It's like I'm saying, hey, I want all of these millions of dollars, but I'm not willing to do the work because I'd rather go have fun. And that's it. So when I understood that and I realized that, look, I need to go produce, that means me doing the work. That can mean me watching a ton of videos, listening and interviewing certain guests to get ideas. But then if I don't put those ideas into action, if I stop myself because I think that it can't happen for me, and I'm just understanding that, oh, how do I get out of debt? How do I make progress? How do I become a person that can actually do the work in terms of the workload that it takes to sustain that level of success consistently? How do I build the discipline? How do I feel like I'm worthwhile while I'm aspiring to be Ed Milet? It's quite hard. And that's why you've got to break it down and you've got to look internally instead of going, comparing to where Ed is now, and think about where Ed was a few years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. He's been playing the game a lot longer. And he played it by getting control of this. If we don't get control of our mindset, if we don't kill that vision that's of how it won't work out, of everything going wrong, it won't happen to me. If you don't kill that and you don't fight that battle every day, because you are in battle with you, that's what it means. You versus you, you versus your mind telling you, you can't do this. And that's it. If you nail this year, 2024 can be one of the best years, if not the best years of your life. And that's what I say to everyone. Everyone will ask me, like, when was the best year of your life? I say, I'm not done yet. The best year of your life is this year. And then it'll be next year. I'm always creating the next big year of your life. The best things that can ever happen have yet to happen. That's how I want to live my life. I want to live my life knowing that it's going to keep getting perpetually better, because I'm going to keep investing in myself. I'm going to keep getting better. I'm going to keep pushing, and I'm going to keep battling this to make sure that I don't slip and I don't have those days where I'm like, I'm never going to get there. I know, if that happens, I pull myself back and I go, Tim, get yourself in line. Get on with the day. Get on with work. Get on with what you do best, which is growing, learning, teaching, coaching, whatever it is, sales, business development, negotiation. Get out there and do the work instead of looking at what's going wrong, instead of focusing and expanding that pie. That is the skill. And when you build that muscle, you realize and you catch yourself and you're able to go, right, bam, I did it right then. I sold myself out on my dream because I just thought, you know what? I'm not built for this. Catch yourself. I promise you, catch yourself, recenter and refocus and stop comparing and start using those people as examples for the work that you need to do. Because trust me, they have those days too. But they've just trained this to be able to get on quicker and get out of the funk quicker and to stop doing the things that take them down the bad path. And once you know those things, you know, right? So then you have to have discipline and control and do the bloody work. What does that mean? It means working on you, working on your mind, working on the battle, winning the war between your ears to go, not today. I am not having this today. I am producing. I'm going to have one of the best days ever. I am going to make sure this day moves the needle in favor of where I want to go instead of expanding where I don't want to go. There's no limit to what you can actually move in terms of the needle. If you actually focused on the things that move the needle today, you could produce outcomes. And if you did that every day, you could rock it up. And in 3 months, you could be much further down on your idea, much further down in terms of your sales target, in terms of achieving and producing. Remember, the results don't happen for 120 days, 90 days, something like this. Like, it's going to happen in the future. What you do today takes place in the future in terms of results. So don't get focused on where everyone else is at. Get focused on you, my friends, my people. I'm telling you this because it's so easy to just go round and round thinking that you're doing self-development, thinking that reading the books, listening to podcasts, watching the videos is the work. And that's only a small part of the work. The actual work is the work on you when you battle your own mind and you say, hey, I'm going to imagine that this is going to work out. I'm going to imagine how we can do this. I'm going to try to think of ideas all the time. Because imagine you've got this machine on your head. Think of cameras. Cameras are nowhere near as good as our eyes. Our eyes are amazing in terms of what we get to see. The brain is amazing in terms of a supercomputer. You have it here. You have everything you need within. You have the inspiration. You have the desire. It's all here. Now you just need to put the pieces together and actually produce the outcome. And it starts in here. Win the war with your mind. Win that battle. Win it on a daily basis. Take action. Whether you want to or not, take action. And it can be the boringest of stuff, but just take action. And my friends, this is how you're going to nail 2024. If you can master this one skill of not making the future always seem like, well, it can't happen to me, or this is just everyone else is winning. When I look around, everyone else is winning. They just bought a house, or they just got a massive pay rise, or these guys just got a lovely holiday in the Maldives. Everyone's winning. No, that's not winning for you. What's winning for you is you doing the work daily. And every day you're moving the needle in your favor just slightly. It's a bit like a sand timer just filling up slowly. You can't see it at the time, but then eventually the progress is made and you are making progress, my friends. Please put this into action. And again, if you don't get what I'm talking about, message me. I'm here to help. And also, if you like what we're throwing down on the show, remember to share this with someone who's going through it. If there's someone who's going through this, share my show with them, because this is why I'm doing it.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for sharing and rating this show. It helps us reach more people and spread the message. That message is the believe it is possible message. I want you to believe in you, believe in the situation, and believe in your bigger life. That's why I created the School of Success. It's a selection of short courses that can help boost your skill acquisition in negotiation, sales, and self-transformation. This is where it's at. And I want you to win. I want you to build your empire, the empire of you, and become more. So if you're looking to know how to deal with difficult people, to negotiate at an expert level, to sell and to become more yourself, to develop your mindset, your confidence, to be able to then think about how to elevate your business, this might be for you. So head on over to the School of Success and look at the links in the show notes. and get on over there and check out the short courses that we have for you.